News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The government is moving to speed up the process for connecting new buildings to the national electricity grid as part of efforts to improve the ease of doing business in Jamaica. Vice President of Corporate Development and Competitiveness at Jampro, Shillette Cox, says the new Electricity Act is to be amended to transfer the electrical inspection of buildings to the private sector. It will also see the transition of the government electrical inspectorate into a regulatory body, which will then oversee the privatized electrical inspection process.
The government electrical inspectorate, which we now know, is the body that goes around and inspects buildings and approves them as being properly wired for electricity. How they have changed that is that they're going to put in a system that the government entity is now going to be a regulator, and then you have commissioned inspectors that can do the work.
Ms. Cox says the goal is to get the process for electrical inspection and certification of buildings down from 104 days to 45 days. The government has signed a memorandum of understanding with the United Nations Office for Project Services, UNOPS, for the provision of technical assistance to the Ministry of Health. The agreement, valued at more than $564,000, will assist the ministry with plans to construct the Western Regional Children's Hospital.
It is an important step in terms of the commitment of the government to providing an overhauling of our healthcare facility, starting with an examination, a technical examination of our hospitals, and the strengthening of infrastructure of five existing hospitals.
Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the new biodigester system built at the Noel Holmes Hospital in Lucy is helping to realize the country's goal of energy production and diversity. The sewage treatment plant was constructed by the Scientific Research Council as part of a wider project to open five wastewater treatment systems at hospitals across the island. Minister Wheatley outlines that the biodigester can be used for converting treated waste into methane gas to provide fuel for the hospital in addition to water for irrigation.
We have a very bright future as a people because we are in a position now to harness the scientific ability, the innovative capacity of our people. We are showing here that the waste that we produce has real value because we are not only addressing a public health issue, we are not only addressing a waste management issue, but we are bringing to the fore solutions that can be applied in real terms. And it is part of the government's strategy to develop our own energy security.
The project involved the conversion of outdated waste treatment systems on the hospital compound into a biodigester septic tank with funding support from the National Health Fund. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information has outlined the format for the Primary Exit Profile PEP, which will replace the Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT in 2019. Portfolio Minister Senator Ruel Reid says PEP will assess knowledge while placing increased emphasis on assessing the communication, critical thinking and creativity skills of the students. PEP has three components: a performance task, ability test and curriculum-based test.
Performance task, which for all intents and purposes would be similar to the school-based assessment, consists of real-world scenarios that will require students to apply their knowledge and skills from the following subject areas: mathematics, science, language arts, and social studies. Performance task will be administered in grades 4, 5, and 6. It will be administered within the student's classroom by the class teacher.
Minister Reid says the abilities test will assess students in areas of numeracy, verbal and nonverbal ability, and abstract thinking ability. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The panic button on the Stay Alert mobile app is programmed to respond once a stress-related request is detected. Do not press the button unless it's for a police-related emergency. A message from the Jamaica Information Service.